My great pleasure now to be in the office of the new high school principal at Gloucester High School. It's James Cook. And James, first of all, congratulations on getting the job. I know it's a very popular decision among staff and people in the city. So congratulations. Glad you're here.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, James, you've been around a while. You've been in the high school. Let me let you tell a story. How did you get to Gloucester High School originally, and how long you been in the building?
Sure. So I've been at Gloucester High School since 1999. My wife grew up in Gloucester, went to Gloucester High School. I met her at Emerson College back in the 90s. We were both students there. The day I graduated in 95, I moved up to Cape Ann. I spent a couple years in restaurants here, about a year actually, and then went back to school at Tufts University to become a teacher.
Oh.
So I spent a year in their training program there to get an MAT. I was at actually Hamilton Wenham for a year. I was part-time English teacher. I worked in the middle school, and I did various kinds of administrative stuff to kind of make a full-time job. The kind of crossroads for me was I was offered a full-time position there, AP class, mm-hmm. the whole thing, in the English department, and a job opened here at Gloucester High School. So Dennis Corker, who was program leader at the time, offered me the job, and then I had that big decision to make, stay at Hamilton Wenham or do what I'd always wanted to do, since coming to Gloucester, which is teach here. And so it took me about a day to really decide, no, I want to be at Gloucester High School, and I've been here ever since.
One of the things I heard about your interview was your passion for Gloucester High School. Where'd that come from, James?
That's a great question. I mean, so I grew up on the South Shore, and when I first visited Gloucester, actually, in 1995, shortly after meeting my wife, there was something about the first day here that really struck me and struck a chord with some of what I grew up with. A lot of people who the kind of resilience, a kind of community-minded spirit, a kind of rough-and-tumble toughness, but also a real acceptance for a lot of people's eccentricities, kind of weirdness. We like our characters here in Gloucester.
Absolutely.
You know. So I never found, you know, some people talk about, you know, you're an outsider, you'll never find, you know, you'll never be welcomed. Well, if you're not born in Gloucester, yeah, you'll never be born in Gloucester, right? You can never kind of, but people are incredibly accepting of people who kind of own who they are, come from where they come. And Gloucester's actually very welcoming of all sorts of people. So I think that's where a lot of my passion came from. And then in the schools, you know, we make amazing things happen with whatever resources we have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if this is what we're given, the teachers, staff, students, we make the best of whatever we're given, even if it's not ideal. And I love that kind of resilience and that kind of creativity that comes from, you know, pushing to do what's best with what you have.
Okay. All right. Well, wish I had thought of all of that when people asked me that question, because I've been here 50 years and I'm still new to the area as well. James, it would be obvious to ask a question about how being a program leader has prepared you or helped prepare you to be an administrator or get into administration. But I want to ask about your coaching, because you started coaching early on. You were a head coach of the varsity soccer, and I just wonder, does that have any influence toward getting you developed or getting you ready as an administrator? Because there are different things you do as a coach than you certainly do as a teacher.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think one of the things about being a coach, it definitely set me down a road of school leadership roles. You know, so that's the first thing. It was my first or one of my first real leadership roles at the high school. And I was pretty young, again, when I started, especially when I started kind of the JV freshman level. I was very new. And the other thing that's similar to a principal position is trying to understand students, trying to guide students beyond a single classroom. So, you know, what we would try to do on the field, especially when I became head coach, was really try to make sure the values of Gloucester High School, kind of respect for hard work, respect for wherever a player, student, wherever they start, we're going to try to make them better. We're going to try to help that individual grow through what we can offer, and then through kind of inspiring that person to work hard. So seeing that not just from the perspective of an English teacher, but from outside the classroom. And of course, as a principal, you know, when you're, you know, overseeing what's happening on the athletic fields, in all the classrooms, in the hallways and all of this, it gives you that picture of what we're trying to teach kids beyond what's happening in the classroom, but also including what's happening in the classroom. So I think that started for me with coaching.
Mm-hmm. You talk about leadership and being a leader. Comes in so many different styles and shapes and so on, but to get to be a principal, obviously you have to be you have to get the license, you've got to take the courses, you've got to get some experience, but you also, I imagine, just like coaching, you take bits and pieces from other people. So whether you want to mention a name or two or not, what are some of the things maybe that you bring into the job, James, without the experience of having a, you know, being a principal to this point, but you do have. You've got experience. You've dealt with other administrators in many different ways.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I take something from just about every administrator, principal, assistant principal, dean of students, athletic director, all the program leaders. I take a little bit from a lot of different people I've worked with. And one of the things I think that is in common is when we have disagreements, that we keep the focus on what's best for student growth, what's best for helping. And you know, when we talk about student growth, it doesn't just mean, you know, sometimes they need to be challenged as well as supported, right? You know, so providing students with opportunities to stretch themselves, to improve themselves behaviorally, academically, you know, and you'd mentioned athletics before, in extracurricular ways, helping them find their passion. So there are going to be disagreements about whether this attendance policy is better or, you know, this way of responding to student tardiness or various policies. But when we have the debate, and all these great, you know, people I've had an opportunity to see often will disagree, but when the focus is on, you know, what is going to help the body of students grow and mature and become citizens in our community, which is what ultimately we're looking for, productive citizens in the community, you know, as long as we can disagree, but we have a common focus. And that's what I've seen from, you know, a ton of great leaders that I've worked with.
I think probably wrapping this up from my perspective, I'd like to ask you a month on the job now, as we are into August already, and boy, the doors are going to be open here pretty soon for the kids. What has been the most pleasant surprise? I'm sure that there are, going from one job to another job, there's always unpleasant surprises, but what's been a pleasant surprise or two in this last month for you?
Sure. I think I really have enjoyed working with colleagues, with other teachers here, program leaders, folks up at the district office on the hiring process. I'm really excited about some of the people that we'll be bringing in the fall and we'll be putting in front of our students, we'll be leading our students. And so working as a team with various stakeholders, we've also worked with some in situations with parents, some students on selecting and hiring some of these people. I really enjoyed meeting the candidates and meeting, you know, working collaboratively as a team to bring those people in. So that's been the most pleasant surprise.
Well, I hope I get invited back to this further down the road, see how things are going. But James, any final comments about your new position here at Gloucester High School?
The only thing I'd say is, I think it's a final comment, is I'd like to really kind of put out there the three goals that we're going to be focused on this year. And the first goal has to do with what I was talking about earlier, looking for how do we promote student growth in every classroom every day. So that as a goal for the school. The second goal is we're trying to help all our students become inquiry learners, students who have curiosity, who investigate things, construct understandings and express themselves, and then reflect on how they do that, whether they're in a shop class, whether they're in their English class, or doing the scientific inquiry, using technology to help students become inquiry learners. And the third thing is, while we're doing all this, we want to support students' social-emotional growth as teens. We want to remember that it's not just academics, but it's fueled by their social and their emotional well-being. And so with those three things in mind, that's going to help guide us through the rest of the year.
Starting off really slow, right?
Hey, okay. We go with big things.
All right. Yep. Thank you, James. That is James Cook, who is the new principal at Gloucester High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.